Good evening. You are tuned to KJVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're on your radio dial at 95.9 FM, and we're online at kjvm.org. And it's time for the Local Musician Spotlight. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and trying to get the training wheels back off of this and get back on a schedule of having people in the studio here at KJVM, and it actually worked out this week. Maggie Hickman's here in the studio.
So, hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming on the show, and it was woefully short notice, so I am very happy that Maggie not only agreed, but didn't send me nasty notes about maybe planning ahead a little better. So, yeah, I wonder if you could just get started with kind of how you got into music and how long you've been playing. And
yeah, I've definitely had a windy path of music. I started taking piano lessons when I was 5, and I've pretty much never stopped doing that until I did it all the way through college. And then when I was in high school, I started taking guitar lessons from Denny Ernest and just really kind of fell in love with that too, and I liked being able to sing with it. So that was sort of something I just did for fun, but I always felt like piano was my primary instrument, and I took classical and jazz piano lessons from Ann Tappan. And so I went to college to study music, and I thought when I went there that my primary instrument would be classical piano, but I ended up getting offered a scholarship to take voice lessons. And I sort of went into that direction. I got to take classical voice lessons for 4 years and basically did a lot of opera, which was just a really sharp veer left for me. But it was super interesting, and it was something that it really taught me to sing in a more correct way, in a more sustainable way. And it really changed a lot of my perceptions about, I always thought you either can sing or you can't sing. And it really taught me through taking those lessons that you can teach yourself a lot with a good teacher. And then while I was in college, I was in all sorts of bands and stuff on the side. I did a few jazz combos, and I was in a Talking Heads cover band for a little bit, which was super fun. Didn't make any money, but it was a great time, and some funk bands and stuff like that. And then I ended up getting a degree in music theory and also in economics. And then when I came back to Bozeman after I graduated, I started working for the radio stations, some of the other ones in town at Town Square Media, and just got to continue being around music that way. And I started to, you know, meet more people in the community and start getting asked to do gigs. And that's sort of how I took off doing solo music gigs.
Nice. So, yeah, Maggie grew up across the street and down the street a little bit from where I live, and I knew you played piano, but I guess I didn't know until I saw you doing some stuff on Facebook that, you know, that you were doing guitar and kind of doing solo singer-songwriter stuff. So, so that's where you're, I mean, obviously with the pandemic, things have changed, but before that, that's kind of where you were focused is kind of solo solo work?
Yeah, I am mostly solo. I do a lot of weddings and kind of bar restaurant gigs. And then sometimes I sing with my old guitar teacher, Denny Ernest, who's based out of Livingston. He is so amazing and really interesting. And I get to play with his band sometimes called The Resonators. But yeah, pretty much a solo person right now.
Yeah. So if you had your preference, do you think you would prefer to do that, as you go forward, or would you like to play in a band again, or maybe a mix? Or
I think a mix is the best way to go. I definitely miss being in bands, and I like my college bands that I was in. We had so much fun, and it was just such a good team experience, and I really do miss that. And especially right now, where it's so hard to be able to gather and practice with a lot of people. I really miss that element of it, but I'm lucky to be able to do things solo, and that's, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for solo artists, I think probably more so than bands in town.
Yeah.
So it's allowed me to kind of get out and just perform and kind of perfect what I'm doing more, which I appreciate.
Yeah. So around Bozeman, what are some of your favorite places to play here?
Well, I love Pine Creek. That's probably one of the best places to play, especially when you get to be outside. I think that's just, it's such a beautiful spot, and they bring so many great musicians. It's just an honor to be invited to play there. I always have a great time at the Murray. That's mostly been with the Resonators, that band that I play with. But we always have a blast there, play till 2 in the morning, and it's just a really fun time. And then, yeah, here in town, I've been playing at all sorts of, you know, restaurants, bars. I've done a little, Map Brewing and Santa Fe Reds has been awesome. That's sort of a new place in town that, you know, traditionally I don't think did a ton of live music. And recently they've been really regularly having people, even outside, you know, during the pandemic, which is great. It just gave everyone a chance to kind of not get rusty.
Yeah. The number of places that, there were to play this summer were pretty reduced.
So. Yes, quite.
And so, well, I wonder, maybe you want to play a couple songs and then we'll talk about like what kind of music you like and maybe some influences and stuff.
Sure, yeah. You know, I thought I would start with actually the first song I ever learned to play on the guitar. It's a Bob Dylan song, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
There ain't no use sitting and wondering why I pay. Even you don't know by now. There ain't no use to sit and wonder why. It don't matter anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and oh, I'll be gone. You're the reason I traveling on, so don't think twice, it's all right. There ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. Light I never know. There ain't no use in turning on your light, 'cause I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you might do or say. Oh, to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. So don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down the long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, babe. So I'll just say fairly well. Now I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Hope you could have done better. I don't mind. You just kind of wasted all of my precious time. So don't think twice, it's all right. There ain't no use in calling out my name, boy, like you never done before. There ain't no use in calling out my name, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a thinking and wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a man, child, I'm told. I gave him my heart, but he wanted my soul. So don't think twice, it's all right. Don't think twice. So,
that was the first song you learned, huh?
Yep.
Nice.
I've jazzed it up a little since then, but
that wasn't the way it came out the first time.
No, probably not quite that. Let's see what else I'll play. I'll play a Grateful Dead song next. It's actually one that I taught myself yesterday. So we'll see how that goes.
I lit up Reno. I was trailed by 20 hands. Didn't get to sleep last night till morning came around. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. To the devil, babe, he loaned me 20 bills. I spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Oh, I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and vanished in the air. Set out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry. I wage each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. The second one is Prison Babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. I got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. First one says she's got my child, but he don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep in jail. nurse once said she's got my child, but he don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
Cool.
I'm going to sing a Charlie Robinson tune next called My Hometown.
Well, I had a buddy back in 81, and we made ourselves a pact. We were headed for the new pipeline, and we were never coming back. We worked 80 hours, making time and a half, but LaGrange was too damn hot. So we drove back home at the end of that week, and we spent it all on pot. So I'll see you in Houston if I ever get out that way. See you in Dallas, but I won't have long to stay if you're ever out west side and you're feeling like slowing down. See you around, around my hometown. Well, I played ball every single college like they asked me to, but they didn't ask my friends. I don't think I've seen a single classroom, but I drank a lot of beer. But he still loved to listen to me when I talk about that year. So I'll see you in Houston if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Dallas, but I won't have long to stay if you're ever at a west side and you're feeling like slowing down. I'll see you around, around my hometown.
You said that was Charlie Robinson?
Yes.
Nice. Are there any particular musicians or sources of inspiration that have influenced you in particular, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely am a big fan of just like the badass female singers. So Susan Tedeschi's always been a huge number one, way up high on my list. Grace Potter's also a really, I just think, incredible vocalist. And, you know, right now I've definitely been moving more into like country, which I never thought I liked country. And then in the past 5 years or so, I've learned that I actually love it. So listen to a lot of like Sturgill Simpson, Tyler Childers, Chris Stapleton, all of that. So definitely, though, I just love hearing women with big voices. I think that's always just exciting to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, I just last night I was playing a recording I did of a show here in Bozeman with Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and they opened for Government Mule. And man, I'd forgotten how good that show was. She was amazing.
She is unreal live. Yeah.
Yeah. It's but the albums are good too. But definitely when she's live, it's she really turns it up. So. So when you're playing out, do you ever perform on piano, on keyboards, or just pretty much guitar?
Pretty much guitar. I still play keyboard a lot at home. I'm sort of all over the place with that because I do classical, I do some jazz. I like to just play, you know, singer-songwriter stuff on piano and sing along with it. So that's just sort of a fun thing for me now to keep going. But
yeah,
not really out.
Yeah, you know, lugging around all of the stuff, it's probably nice to just have a guitar. And
that's definitely a barrier.
So do you write any music?
I don't really. I've sort of have a stack of half-finished things that I'm never really happy with. So it's something I'm interested in. But so far, it just hasn't really been my passion. I think I just have more fun performing. And, you know, this isn't like my primary source of income or anything. So I feel like I just like music to be a fun, relaxing thing. So I just want to make sure whatever I'm doing, it's something I enjoy and I'm not stressing myself over writing. So
yeah,
not out of the picture though. I'd like to do it someday.
Yeah. When you've worked on stuff before, are you using the piano or the guitar or some of each or?
Mostly guitar, just because I think I just have more chord progressions ingrained into my memory from playing guitar so much that I think it's gives me a little easier, like melodic bass, and harmonic bass, I guess. But yeah, it's something, you know, maybe I'll be able to come back here in a couple years and have something original for you. But
yeah. Yeah. So, you know, obviously things have slowed down lately. But you said you've had some gigs through the summer and the fall, still finding a few places to play. And
yeah, I was really grateful for, I mean, all of the venues that were able to keep the doors open in some way and keep musicians busy. You know, specifically like Pine Creek and Santa Fe Reds were two that just multiple times a week they were still bringing in live music, even though I'm sure it wasn't making them any money. It might have been losing them money for all
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm just like eternally grateful for those businesses that were able to keep the music scene alive to some degree, whatever they were able to do. And obviously just can't wait for all of the other staples to be able to open back up hopefully soon.
Yeah. When you were, so when you're putting together a set, when you're getting ready to play, does that seem to be influenced much by, you know, what's going on? Or have you, you know, I know, like when I talk to people about writing music and stuff, sometimes it's like, well, you know, you can be influenced by, you know, your mood, and, you know, it's hard for your mood to not be influenced by the pandemic, for example. And does that, do you notice that, does that kind of affect the way that you might pick out stuff that you want to perform live? Or
I think it probably does. I've never been a big planner with my set list. I basically have a really long list of every song I know how to play in a big old binder. And I kind of just pick and choose off of that list in the moment, depending on what, you know, if the audience seems to like more of my country stuff or more of like the classic rock stuff, I try and just play what the audience wants to listen to. And definitely, like, I actually had a song that I was going to play tonight by Jason Isbell called White Man's World that is sort of a response. I think it's really powerful. It's just about pertaining to, like, the Black Lives Matter movement. It's just a song about how it's never too late to be better and change some of your habits and change some of your behaviors and make the world a better place. And sort of the tagline is, there's no such thing as someone else's war. So pretty much, you know, we're all in this together. And I just thought that song really rang true for me this summer. So I wanted to play that for you here today.
So maybe kind of pick at songs that address things and maybe bring some positivity to situations and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got a lot of feedback when I started playing out from my friends that all of my songs were way too depressing. So my goal over the past couple of years has been just adding more cheerful and dancey songs to my playlist. And obviously, like, at a wedding, when I play at stuff like that, you can't go too gloomy for certain events. So I've been working on being into more cheerful music, or at least more upbeat music, even if the lyrics don't match the tune.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, there are a ton of bluegrass songs that sound really chippy and fun, and the lyrics are
like just morbid.
Oh my god. Oh, murder and mayhem and death and just sorrow by the bucket loads. So did your audiences seem to be the things that they were like wanting to hear? Did that seem to be pretty similar this year? Were people looking for more upbeat stuff than maybe they had in the past? Or,
you know, I think to some degree, I think it changed a little bit, at least for me personally, like in the very beginning of when we were truly locked down, everyone was just in the absolute pits and feeling really isolated. I actually was taking comfort in some of the sadder songs because it made me feel less alone. So, I'd be playing like I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams and stuff like that. And it just sort of felt like, well, I am so lonesome I could cry, but Hank Williams has been here before and he got through it, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, sort of. Well, yeah.
For a while.
But I thought, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was sort of probably just wallowing a little bit in my gloom and playing songs that matched that. And once things started to open up a bit, I was just excited to be out and performing and...
You kind know, of back to a little bit closer
little
to
peppier.
Normal.
A little happier.
Yeah, you want to maybe play some more?
Sure, yeah. Looking for that Jason Isbell song I was talking about. He is another one who I just think is, listening to Jason Isbell live is just a whole different experience than listening to the two tapes. All right, this is White Man's World by Jason Isbell. I'm a white man living in a white man's world. Under our roof is a baby girl. This world could be hers one day, but her mama knew better. I'm a white man living in a white man's town. Wanna take a shot of cocaine and burn it down. Mama wants to change that Nashville sound. Such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts aren't the only things worth fighting for. You're still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one big burden, sharing. Thank you.
highway runs through their burial grounds. Past the oceans of cotton. I'm a white man looking in a black man's eyes. Wishing I'd never been. Who pretended not to hear another white man's joke? Oh, the times ain't forgotten. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts aren't the only things worth fighting for. You're still breathing. It's not too late. We're all carrying one big burden, sharing one fate. I'm a white man living in a white man's nation. Upstairs must have took a vacation. I still have faith, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the fire in the little girl's eyes. Maybe it's the fire in the little girl's eyes.
A song.
I thought it was very powerful and
yeah,
really it's suited to this moment.
When I after he left the Drive-By Truckers and I, like that first couple albums, Southeastern came out, I was like, wow, that's a. I also it wasn't maybe around that time or a little before, I guess. Patterson Hood came out with a couple solo albums and his album Heat Lightning Rumbles in the Distance is full of maybe even a little. You know, a little harder edge songs, but really, you know, really deep and like a lot of substance to dig yourself into.
Yeah.
And boy, you can spend a lot of time listening to those songs and thinking about it and listening again. So it's,
yeah, I'm at the point where I feel like I've read all the essays in the world and listening to that song has pretty much done as much for me as, as all the other reading I've done about the matter. So
yeah, that's right.
Well, I think next I'll play a Keb Moe song. It's called Old Me Better.
When I first laid eyes on you, swore I'd do anything. Get you clean me up, fix me up, just to get you in my wedding ring. Second thoughts, and I'm writing you this letter, 'cause I'm scared to tell you to your face that I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, whatever I wanted. Whatever I liked, you made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better. Don't get me wrong, it ain't that bad, and I appreciate your work. I don't drink as much, I don't swear as much, you even made me go to church. Well, I ain't done much talking since the day we got together. I'm a different man because of you, but I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better. There's no doubt about it, you're the only one, and I know you really love me for a lot more fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better. Well, I've got to say, you're the only loved. You and me, we're a great fit. We're like hand in glove. But now I'm sitting here looking back, wearing this stupid sweater. And truth be told, I gotta say that I like the old me better. I like the old me better. It was a lot more fun. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better. You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better.
That's one of the songs you don't play at a wedding.
Yeah, you don't imagine that when you're in a lot of brownie points, would it? If you're just tuning in, this is KGVM Bozeman. It's our local musician spotlight. We're in the studio tonight with Maggie Hickman and having a good time here. So,
well, I think I would be remiss to not play a John Prine song. So I'm going to play Angel from Montgomery next.
After my mother, my old man is another child has grown old. If dreams were thunder, lightning was his eye, this old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel flies from. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Hold on to leaving this living is just a hard way to go.
I could sit and listen to John Prine all day, every day, I think. And
me too. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to play a Johnny Cash song next. It's called Cry, Cry, Cry. This is also not a good one to play at a wedding.
Little love, that's true. I'll
like the Weddings might be, you know, missing out on some of the best songs, right?
Right?
I don't know what it is about sadness.
You don't want to curse them, though.
That's true. That's true. But, man, some of the sad songs are, they're the good ones.
Yep. That is true. All right. I'm going to play a Tom Waits song next called Long Way Home.
I stumbled in the darkness, lost and alone. Though I said it'd go before us, show the way back home. Is there a light up ahead? I can't hold on very long. Forgive me, pretty baby. Always take the long way home. Money's just something you throw off the back of a train. Got a handful of lightning, a hat full of rain. And I know that I said I never do. And I love you, pretty baby, but I always take the long way home.
Speaking of great figures of 2020 like John Prine, I'm going to play a Dolly Parton song. Everyone will know this one.
Just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare. Flaming locks of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, well, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him even though you can. He talks about you in his sleep, there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me. Jolene, 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 well, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. Well, I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Well, I'm begging of you, please don't take my. Take him just because you can. No, please don't take him even though he can. Oh, please don't take him even though he can.
Yeah, every time I turn around, it seems like I'm hearing about something else that Dolly's doing, like amazing charitable things, and it's amazing what she's, you know, built on top of the music that she made and all the great things she does.
I want to get a copy of that book she just put out with all of her photos and records and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's see where we at for time here.
Yeah, we've got a little over about 5 minutes left. So.
Awesome. Right. Well, I think next I'm going to play an Old Crow Medicine Show song. It's called Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer.
Doing hard time, just got a little hotter. Way up on the cell block, listen to her holler. Looky here, honey, if you don't keep quiet, we're bound to start another Brushy Mountain prison, right? Come on, we're unshackled tonight. I got a little time off for good behavior, so let's rock it in the Brushy Mountain conjugal trailer. All shacked up and incarcerated, locked down lovers just to getting reacquainted. Bars on the window, listen to them rattle. Tin can jumping like a rodeo saddle. Come on, we're unshackled tonight. I got a little time off for good behavior, so let's kick it in the Brushy Mountain conjugal trailer. Give me a slide out double wide class A trailer. Wrap it up in razor wire, take it to the jailer. Hurry up, honey, cause they hang me at dawn. I wanna drive a little fork in my jumpsuit on. Whoa.
Once again, we've been in the studio tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight with Maggie Hickman. And if people want to find out about where you might be playing next, what's a good place to look?
Currently, probably just my Instagram, which is mags.hickman. And that's pretty much where I post most of my stuff. I post on Facebook for my friends, but it's just for my friends only, so it doesn't help too much.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I think that people are probably chomping at the bit to get back out as soon as things clear up. So hopefully there will be a lot of gigs coming your way here in the not too distant future.
And, yeah, thanks for letting me do this. This is really fun.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, and best of luck getting going again here in the spring. You've been tuned to KGVM Bozeman.